work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS, or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and in Clayton by appointment only. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors, a family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
That Bowie, Ballyhooey, Hollywood. It is time for what many of you wait for twice a week, and maybe it's the only reason you even listen. That would not surprise me. And that means it's time for Dawn Meadows Dixon and a movie review of some movie, a good one or a bad one. I don't know. We're going to find out together. She is brought to you by Westport Car Wash. There are three Westport Car Wash locations. I will be going through one after the show. The same one that I've been through, and I'm not exaggerating, 60, 80 times, something like that. It's right behind us here. It's on Page, just east of Lindbergh. There's one on Lemay Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and one on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. They're all great. They're Westport Car Wash. And here is Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Dawn.
How are you? How are you?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. We were, Tina and I were having a little chat here off the air before you came on, and I've always thought that I still would like to be in a movie. I don't want to be standing in a crowd at an airport or something. I just want a scene.
You want to be the star.
No, I don't want to be a star. That's not going to happen. I'm realistic about it. I want a scene with a three or four lines, and I think probably I'd be best at being a kind of a mean, rotten person, and I'd like to figure out if I could make this happen. You know, Colonel Sanders, he started that chicken thing at 65. I mean, a new career.
Yeah.
And
reinventing yourself is what it's all about.
And I don't even know that I would do this regularly, but if I could just get a shot at a part, I know I could do it. There's some things you know you can do. Like, I know I can never play the piano, but I could pull off a part in a movie if it's, you know, the right part, if I just had a chance to do it. So,
well, I have
I'll
to talk to my people in Hollywood and see what I can do.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
I will see.
Thank you. So, how are you? Okay.
I'm doing great. You know, we had the May crowning graduation last night. We've been planning this for months with my daughter. My parents, of course, have been here all week. Huge celebration yesterday. So today, I just took a deep breath and relaxed with my mom and dad, and we actually drove out to Kimswick to kind of do a little sightseeing.
Hey, that's a good place to go.
It's fun.
Did you pick up a pie at that, what's that restaurant, the Blue Owl?
Yeah.
Did you go get a pie?
Pick it up. We actually went and ate a pie.
Good for you.
Yeah, I guess you gotta come here and do that. So I've been the tour guide here for the last few days, but we had just a wonderful day yesterday. My daughters, you know, marched in their long gowns, and they're, you know, they actually wore makeup and a little bit of makeup.
Ooh.
They're growing up.
Wow.
And I was, the principal came up to me afterwards and said, "Dawn, we didn't know if we were going to have to catch you." I got a little, should we say, verklempt. Mm-hmm. I was teary-eyed, and my baby.
That doesn't sound like you.
No.
No, my babies. I remember the day I walked into that school when they were kindergartners, and here we are 9 years later, and they're grown women. They're like little young women, you know, marching into the church, and it was a beautiful ceremony.
I cannot even imagine what kind of mother-in-law you're going to be when one of these girls, the first one, gets married. I'm serious. This is going to be
Well, they better be good enough for these girls.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know.
So where else did you take your parents while they're... And by the way, did you tell them the weather's always like this?
This is so beautiful. No, they were here last year for the tornadoes. You probably don't remember.
Well, then they know better. Yeah.
They were here. In fact, my mother said, "We're not going to spend the week in the basement again, are we?"
Yeah.
No, this
last
is perfect.
Spring, we were in. This is beautiful.
Yeah, where else? Where did you take them? Where
else
besides Kim's?
You know, we've been just kind of. Well, we went for Chinese food, of course, because we do that all the time.
Is the dog museum still here? Do we still have the dog museum?
The dog museum.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I'm kidding.
I don't take them there.
I'm kidding. It's pictures.
The bowling museum.
Bowling Hall of Fame.
I did say to my parents, I wish I could take you to a cards game, but I don't. You know, they're Indian fans because they live in Cleveland, so they're not big Cards fans, so they weren't into that. And they're also Chicago fans, so...
Maybe sometime you could take them to India if they like India.
Right,
It costs a little money.
Or see that movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
That's right. Actually, I want to take them to see that, but my dad thinks it looks boring. My mother thinks it looks wonderful. So I took Dad to see Dark Shadows, and so that was a little date we did.
Did he like it?
You know what? He actually liked it. It's so funny. My dad does not laugh. So I'm thinking he's not enjoying it.
Well, hold on. What does that mean? Your dad doesn't laugh?
I didn't know this about my dad. Actually, he's funny. My dad is hilarious. But in the theater, he shared this with me because after it was over, he turned to me, "That was a riot." I said, "A riot? You didn't laugh once." He said, "I don't laugh in the movies." Now, I grew up with my dad going to movies. I did not know that, but he thought it was funny. It's a spoof on Dark Shadows.
How can you not laugh if you see something is a riot? That's like holding in gas.
Yeah.
Well, it is. You're suppressing a laugh.
I will share that with him. Thank you. No, he said it takes a lot for him to laugh out loud. He said it's kind of silly to sit in a room with a bunch of strangers laughing. So he said, I just kind of chuckled to myself, and he said I really was enjoying it. So I was thrilled because I was thinking he was not enjoying the
film. I do not have the ability to do that. If I'm watching something and it's really funny, I could never not just burst out laughing.
I know. And I was laughing in parts because this is a fish out of water story, and Johnny Depp plays Barnabas Collins. And of course, I grew up in the 70s. Did anybody else watch Dark Shadows after school?
Oh, yeah.
My wife did.
Yes. So I would race home. So my dad knew this, and he remembers me and my sister and I racing home and watching Barnabas Collins and watching Dark Shadows. He, however, never watched it, so his expectations were, I don't know if I'm going to like this. I had very high expectations. So consequently, he came out saying, wow, that was really great. It was a great spoof. I enjoyed it. It was funny, and I was kind of, I expected it to be a little truer to the TV show.
All right, so for somebody like me who has no idea what this is about, I never watched that, just tell it. He's obviously a vampire. What's the story?
Well,
here?
In this story, now see, as I recall, I was trying to recall these. It was a soap opera.
Right.
And Barnabas Collins was this vampire that would appear, like you'd see him in the window. There'd be, you know, a scene with a couple, and then you'd see him and you knew he's coming, and it was just a very simple story, but very dramatic, very soap opera-ish for the time, the 70s. This story, he's buried in this coffin for years because a witch buried him there, put a spell on him, and then he escapes after some people are digging for a building, and he goes back to his ancestral home and realizes they're about to lose it, and he tries to help save the home. The woman who's living in the home now is Michelle Pfeiffer. He plays the same kind of character we see in Charlie the Chocolate Factory and Alice in Wonderland. It's directed by Tim Burton, so you know right there it's going to be quirky. And it kind of got slow in parts, and then it picked up lots of sexual innuendos.
Yeah. Oh, I know you like that.
So I'm picturing myself, my kids want, yeah, a lot
was
of that.
What do you know if those were the parts your dad was chuckling on the inside about?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm wondering, if he felt uncomfortable laughing. And of course, so did I. And he did make reference. He goes, well, they didn't show anything, but it got a little, you know, right.
Sounds to me
there.
Like he was mad they didn't show anything.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
He was kind of disappointed.
No, but my daughters wanted to go back and see it for some reason, I guess the kids, because it does make fun of Twilight series, and it's trying to hitch a wagon to this whole thing with vampires. And,
which I will never understand,
and
all
I,
the vampire
no.
stuff.
No, I'm not into it, but I did like the series Dark Shadows, so I was excited about seeing it, a little bit disappointed, but Dad had a good time, so that was something we did together, which was fun, and then tomorrow night, I'm dragging them. I was actually asked to judge Jefferson County's Got Talent. So
Jefferson County's got talent.
Wow. That sounds big.
Where is this?
This is a in big Jefferson deal County. At Richmond Auditorium.
Is it a high school thing?
So I'm going to be like Howard Stern.
No. I don't think so. Who are the other judges?
Well, you know, I don't know who the other judges are. I actually, if you remember back, I spoke at the Rotary Club in Arnold because my husband's on the Rotary Club, and he said, we need a speaker. Could you come and talk? So I did. Well, afterwards, they're like, oh, you know, we need a judge. We'd love to have you come. And so, of course, I said, yes, I don't know who the other judges are, but they did ask for my bio, and they said they're going to introduce me, and I'm not sure if it's going to be set up like America's Got Talent. So I said to Mom and Dad, I've got all kinds of fun things planned all week. You're going to do something with me on Friday night. And so they think it's funny. They're
My first question would have been, who are the other judges? And if they name somebody I don't like, I'm not going.
Right. You are right, because I don't know who's going to be there with me. And I have no idea. I'm doing this because my husband's in the Rotary Club, and they're very nice people. I have to tell you, they are the nicest group of people, and they were so accepting of me. And
so essentially,
your
message is that even if a woman doesn't really want to do something, she should do it if it's for her husband and what her husband wants.
Yeah.
I think Dawn's going to be like the Paula Abdul of American Idol.
I will be.
You look so pretty tonight. That was so fun.
That was great.
And I'm going to clap my hands with my fingers sticking outward. No, I really don't know what to expect, because they tell me this is the first time they've had it at Rickman Auditorium. They're expecting 800 people.
Isn't that the auditorium where I was banned?
Yes,
I was banned from Rickman Auditorium.
You were banned?
Yes.
But they called and
years ago
reinstated you.
Yeah, they got a new principal, and she invited me and said the ban is over. They lifted the ban.
That's a great auditorium.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful auditorium. So they will announce that I'm the film critic from the Frank Opinion Show.
Now, how will you handle it?
It will be fun.
Let me ask you seriously. How will you handle it if they say, "And the film critic from the Frank Opinion, a large one show, they have Dawn Knows Dixon," and boo. How would you cry? Would you cry if they do that? Would you cry?
Hey, I'm used to anything that comes my way.
No,
I'm
you'd
a great
cry.
Deflector.
I think you'd cry.
No, they're probably going to have those. You know, those people that warm up the crowd and clap. Mm. They make them clap, even if they don't know who I am.
That's sad.
But how could they not know who I am?
No, they can.
They listen.
That people don't even know who I am, so I'm sure that's possible. Now,
I'm trying to find the other judges. I can't see anything online
Are they saying, oh, really? They're not? Am I?
Well, there's a flyer, but they don't even have you on the flyer, Dawn.
What?
Uh-oh.
About that?
Uh-oh.
I'm not even on the flyer?
What if this is one of those, like, you set
like
up,
I
she's
show
a
up
joke,
and
she's no, she goes and there's nothing going on. Like he's been set up.
No one in the auditorium.
I sent this 2-page bio to them. No, I'm kidding.
Well, so let's go back to Dark Shadows.
I'm sorry.
No, we got you off the off.
I
course.
Got off track there.
What? How many ARDs for this movie?
I'm gonna do 2.25 ARDs on this
one. Wow,
oh, man, that's not very
I'm
good.
Going
here
anyway.
They come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
When do your parents leave?
They're leaving Saturday. Fun to come.
You sounded happy when you said that.
Oh.
No!
Yeah, you did. I bet they didn't hear it. I hope they didn't hear it. It hurt their feelings.
They're not within earshot, but
okay.
I love having them here. Bye, everybody.
We'll talk to you Monday. Goodbye. There she goes. Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Yeah.
Judge for Jefferson County's Got Talent. Wow. That's big. That is huge. I do think after the ban was lifted, I went in that auditorium for some show, and it is a really nice
Why were you banned?
Oh, there was some principal or superintendent that didn't like the show or something. It was weird.
It's the Fox School District.
Right.
Yeah. And literally, I got some kind of, and I don't.
You got a letter saying, please don't ever
you're,
come to
you're
our.
Not welcome
Did you have
here.
Something there?
I don't even remember. I don't think I was even planning to be there. They just wanted me to know that if I, in the
just
future,
in case.
Would plan, don't come.
Wow.
Yeah, it hurt. It was very hurtful. I'm surprised I didn't commit suicide. It was that hurtful.
Wow, yeah.
It was very, very hurtful. That was Dawn Meadows Dixon, and brought to you by Westport Car Wash. 3 locations. On Page, right behind us, just east of Lindbergh. I'll be going through there in, just a couple hours. on Lemay Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh and on Brentwood just south of Manchester. Great car wash. You stay in the car, you go through, and it's the best car wash I've ever been through where they don't wipe the car down. It's like they don't even need to.
And they had a special when I went through a couple days ago. It
really?
Said five car washes for $20.
That is insane.
I know.
That's a good deal.
All right. I think I need to talk to everybody about a wonderful place to go that is 90 miles from downtown St. Louis. And I think you know what I'm going to talk about. Rend Lake, R-E-N-D. The reason I spell it is years ago when I first heard about Rend Lake, and it was a friend of mine who likes to fish. And he said, oh, it's some good crappie fishing during the right season at Rend Lake. And I said, where? And he said, and I would never have known. Rend, what are you saying? Rend, R-E-N-D, Rend Lake, 19,000-acre lake. 13 miles long and 3 miles wide. You like to golf? This is where you need to go. Because in addition to that lake, a fantastic, beautiful golf course. 27 holes. And this is one of those courses that I've played there with one guy in particular I'm thinking of who's a very, very good golfer. And he loves this golf course. And I loved it. And I'm a horrible golfer. So it's a great golf course no matter what level you play. And there's a lighted driving range and a full-service pro shop, and you want to spend the night, 46 rooms for lodging, plus an additional 24 condominiums. You can have a two or three bedroom and two or three bath condominium. Full-service restaurant, bar and grill, banquet facilities, patios, verandas, outdoor pool, jacuzzi, bike trail. You know me and that biking.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot get enough. Yeah. Cannot get enough. Oh, wait. Thinking of somebody else. And a winery, two public beaches, pontoon boat rental. I've probably mentioned at least three or four things that anybody would be interested in. Especially, look at this weather we're having. And when it gets hot, all the more reason to go to an area with a lake. So you got golf, and you've got food, and you have a lake, and you have the Southern Illinois Artisans Center. And in September, they're going to have an art and wine festival. I'll keep you posted on that. Guided horseback riding and stables, so you get the idea. Franklin County, Illinois, home to all of this. You might want to check this website out, Rend Lake Golf Course. I'm sorry, RendLakeResort.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, we just took off a couple of minutes ago, so really haven't had much of a chance to check anything except downtown, and it looks like westbound 5570 is slowing from about the Tudor overpass onto the Poplar Street Bridge, and it's going to stay slow through Union Station as they have it down to one lane, it looks like. Only the right, maybe the right. Looks like maybe the right, I can't tell just from here, one lane is open as they're doing road work. Eastbound 4064 is slowing from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, you're backed up approaching Park now. Eastbound 70 looks pretty good, and from what I hear, it looks like southbound 270 is slow from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Hallmark. This Mother's Day, tell your mom what she needs to hear with a Hallmark card. Walgreens makes it easy with great parking and short lines. Shopping simplified with Walgreens, there's a way. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Reporting live from downtown St. Louis, Michael Goldie, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis,
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
And the world.
Christiana Monpour, ABC News, Tripoli, Libya.
Nick Schifrin, ABC News, Kabul.
The Big 550 KTRS.
David Blaustein, ABC News, Hollywood.
Reporting live from Sunset Hills, I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News.
Depend on it.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
Hi, I'm Pat Gellner, the owner of OK Vacuum and Depair. We offer the largest selection of vacuums in the area. Hoover, Royal, Eureka, and Ricar. At OK Vacuum, we guarantee the lowest price and will beat any competitor's price, not just match it. We assemble your vacuum at no charge, carry it out to the car, and should anything ever happen to it, we are the warranty service station. We carry many different brands of vacuums, but are especially proud to carry the Ricar brand. At OK Vacuum and Depair, you can see this Made in America product, knowing your vacuum was made in St. James, Missouri. We have Ricar vacuums starting at $129. Please consider my store for your next vacuum purchase, and you'll see how customer service used to be. OK Vacuum is located at 11716 Manchester Road in DePere, or check us out on the web at okvac.com.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $18 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-600-6754. That's 1-800-600-6754. 1-800-600-6754. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
One time it went chicka 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 chicka
at Ernie Petty Collision.
But most of the time it goes chicka 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 chicka.
People say the strangest things.
Except when it goes click 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 click.
When they're trying to describe the noises their cars make.
Then there was the zzzz.
But when you've serviced as many cars as Ernie Petty Collision has, you get pretty good at translating
wumpa 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 wumpa
into English. Of course, it helps having the latest diagnostic equipment because some imports have a strong accent.
Oh.
See what I mean?
It's a French car.
No matter what your vehicle sounds like, the ASC certified technicians at Ernie Petty Collision will diagnose the problem, tell you what it'll take to fix it, and let you make the decision. Now that's customer service. Open Saturdays from 9 till 1, Ernie Petty Collision Center is your one-stop service for mechanical repairs, collision repairs, and tires. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Petty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count. Online at ErniePattyCollision.com.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Ready to Use Plus in a 1.33-gallon pump and go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root, no mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Problem: you're sneezing, wheezing, it's dusty. Yuck. Think you can have a clean, healthy home with a portable air purifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air Cleaner, you'll capture teensy tiny particles in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's clean, it's healthy. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Tech Air Incorporated, serving Wentzville and St. Charles, or visit tech-airinc.com.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard Sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri, 618-281-5536 in Illinois.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Anything on your mind, and we can help you with a problem, or you just want to get something off your chest, as long as it's not political, here are the numbers. We'll take your call, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Vidal Sassoon died a couple days ago, and I mentioned to my wife, I said I saw in an article where this is the guy who's credited with the tremendous popularity of blow dryers. Women did not blow dry their hair for a long time. They used those,
wrap it up in a towel.
No, they put those little things like a vacuum cleaner hose with a plastic cap on them, and set it on the kitchen table, and you would. Some women had little portable hair dryers that you put your head in, and he probably should have gotten some kind of big royalty check for the sale of all the blow dryers. And she said, oh, he's also the guy responsible for the Bob.
Oh. The Bob.
And I said, what's the Bob? She said, the Dorothy Hamill haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
He's
the guy who created that look. And he was straight. He was married. Kids and grandkids. Vidal Sassoon. See, women know all that stuff. I would never have known I wouldn't even know what the Bob was.
No.
Or that he's the reason women started blow. How did women dry their hair? I mean, it must have taken...
Back in the 70s, you didn't.
Forever.
It just dried because you wore it straight.
But hair stays wet for a long... if you went to school or work school with wet hair?
Mm-hmm.
Why? No, the beauty shops had those big bubble things that went over a helmet,
but you can't
right?
go to the beauty shop every time you wash your hair.
Yeah.
Man, that is a great invention. If you think about it, that blow dryer.
Oh, didn't women only wash their hair like once a month back then, though, too? They'd have it set and then just
Because they did stiff beehive hairdos,
yeah.
And you had to kind of leave it that way.
You put it like whatever around
it at
night.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrap it up and then spray it again at night and make it stiff again. Man, I'm glad. Women, don't ever go back, ladies, to that 60s beehive, three-story tall, goofy-looking hairdos. And that they used to call it ratting their hair.
Yeah.
They tease it.
Cheese.
No, not cheese. Tease. They tease their hair.
Well, they do that a little now because of the snooky look.
Yeah, that's what every woman should want to look like.
That's the bump.
A skank.
Yeah, but you tease it and you get the bump.
The bump it. They have that. You can order that off TV. And you stick it in your hair and
the
it makes your
bump.
Hair stick up. Like Flo on that commercial you love so much.
I absolutely cannot stand. I don't even want any progressive insurance because of her. I would pay a higher premium to not have it because of her. Here's Jeff. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Let me check here. Hang on a second. Doing well.
I was wondering whatever happened to Karen.
Karen who?
Karen that used to be on your show.
She's been gone for, I don't know...
3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. She passed away.
No, she didn't.
She did not.
No.
Oh, that's right. That was somebody else. No, she's... Okay. She's been gone for 3.5 years, and I assume that she's well and doing well. I hope so,
I took a few years off from listening to you folks, and I came back, and I missed hearing her.
Well, how do you like Tina Dalpiez? This is hurting her feelings. She's sitting
well,
right here.
I surely didn't mean to hurt her feelings.
Tina, say hi to Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Tina.
See, you, I think you'll like Tina.
Yeah, I really enjoy listening to your show. I just got out of the habit for a while.
Why did you get out of the habit? You didn't move away. Why would you ever stop listening to us?
Honestly, I got serious radio and was listening to sports radio.
We can be serious. we've been serious.
Well, I'm back to where I started.
You know what? Sometimes you backslide.
Yeah.
And then you rediscover religion in a
you
sense.
Progress and then you regress.
Yeah, there's nothing on Sirius right now at this time of day that's any better than this. That's sad, but there's not.
You are correct. You are correct.
Thanks for finding us again.
No problem. Take care.
All right, Jeff, you too.
Bye. Well,
there goes Jeff, and what are the chances? Another Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Jeff, how you doing? How you doing, Jeff?
Good. No, you're Jeff.
Yeah. AM into PM, Frank.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, I listen to you now on the way home from work all the time, and I couldn't agree more with that Flo. They can take Flo and stick her on that motorcycle and let her go as far away.
She is not attractive. She is not funny. She has way too much makeup and lipstick on, and she just irritates me. I can't stand to look at her.
And whoever thought up of her, they can go with her.
Well, it must be working. It must work for them, because you wouldn't keep doing it if it weren't working. That's what amazes me, is that how does somebody choose insurance based on that goofy stuff?
Because people love to watch stuff that they hate because it irritates them.
Well, you've got a point there. I think that's how we even have an audience, I think. So many people hate us.
Well, if you guys irritated me, I wouldn't listen to you. But, love you guys. Love to listen to you, and I'll let you go because I know there's more people want to call in.
No, there aren't. Nobody's calling.
Just you.
Just you. Let's just keep talking. No, thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I think Jeff's under the false impression that we have all kinds of listeners.
That we're popular.
That we're very popular, and a lot of people are calling. A couple people call now and then, like Lois right here. Hello, Lois. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
What can we do for you?
I want to comment on hair and how we used to take care of our hair before the hair dryers, before the blow dryers were in.
Okay, please do.
Because I'm older than everybody over there, and they don't really have any idea of what we used to do.
Oh. Well, fill us in.
You don't sound old.
No, you don't sound old, and that's because you listen to the station. If you listen to the old people station, you'd sound like you're 100 years old.
Absolutely. Also, I want to find out about a joke that he told about a year ago.
That who told?
Who's that?
Frank.
Oh, he tells some great jokes.
Yeah. He's not here today.
Yes, he is.
Oh, well, hold on.
No, he is here. No, he is here.
Yeah.
He's here.
I'm listening to you. I know you're there.
Yeah, he's here. So tell us about drying hair.
Am I on?
Yeah. No, you're on the air.
This is Frank right here.
What do you think happens when you call here?
Yeah. Hi, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you. who did you think you were talking to all that time?
I guess she thought she was still on the PM.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Are you drinking? You're not drinking, are you?
Yeah, I would if I could.
Okay.
That's not nice. And with the hair dryers, we didn't have hair dryers, and those things you're talking about came even later, where you put a hose into the big thing that you sit under.
Yeah, you got them at
Sears. But we had to put curlers in our hair.
Right.
And sometimes women would sleep in them.
Well, my wife did when she was young.
Yeah, and it was very uncomfortable. I never could learn to do that. And also, you would you could go out with it wet, but we didn't wash our hair every day. It was once a week.
Wow.
Maybe, or less. And if you went to the beauty shop, you went to sleep with toilet paper wrapped around your head, and you put a net on top of that.
What a bunch of crap to go through.
Man.
I mean, really.
Then your cold cream on top of that.
Oh, that's a good look.
Sounds fun.
That's a good look. Face full of cold cream and toilet paper.
Anyway, Frank, I want to ask, do you remember a joke?
Yes, I do.
I know the joke, but I don't know the punchline.
Okay.
And if I tell you the basic part of the joke, maybe you can tell it again.
I probably could, but I don't know. What is it?
Well, okay. What it is this older man, maybe he was in his 90s, he went to the doctor for a checkup, and his doctor found lots of things he wanted him to take care of, and he gave him a bunch of prescriptions and a lot of this and a lot of warnings, and he told him to go home and take care of himself and to slow down and take care of himself. So the man didn't see his doctor for a while. He felt fine. Anyway, they're walking down the street.
Anyway.
Lo and behold.
You guys got a young girl with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy, hard of hearing.
What? Yeah, so tell me, give me the two lines that are the punchline.
I think the punchline is the guy says, the doctor says, what are you doing? You're like a 23-year-old wife or something? And
And
he says, well, last time I was in your office, you told me to, you know, be cheerful and, let me see, be cheerful and, I'd have to think about it, but what the doctor really said was be, hang on here. Oh, he said, you told me to be cheerful and get myself a hot mama. He says, no, I told you to be careful. You've got a heart murmur. That's the joke. Man, it's been a while.
Be careful. You've got a heart murmur.
Yes, and he thought he said, be cheerful and get a hot mama.
That's wonderful. I told that joke all the time at one time, and then I didn't for a long time.
Well, now you can tell it again.
I love it.
Well,
of course, I'm in that category. I'm 74, I don't sound like it.
So no, you okay. Don't sound like it.
And I don't act like it. And I don't look it. So there you go.
Did you see the story? There's a story in the news. There's a woman over in Britain. She's 70. She's a virgin, and she was going to wait to get married. And now that she knows she's not going to get married, she's now putting it out there that she's willing to have sex with somebody at 70. Stop! I'm not making this up.
Wow.
We're going to have it a little bit later. You're not a virgin, are you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I've been married a few times.
But are you a virgin? You can be married and not have sex.
Yeah.
I'm a living, walking proof of this.
Yeah, right. I would love to meet your wife, Frank.
No, you wouldn't. No. Trust me. No, you would not like her.
Oh, yeah.
Lois,
we probably all like her. Thank you.
Pleasure talking to you.
It was. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Now, that's what happens when you listen to this
mm-hmm.
show. You're 74, and you sound like you're 34.
Yeah. Fountain of youth.
Right. As opposed to the other station, the Fountain of Death.
Yes. The smell and the Fountain of Death.
Bob Iback is on the phone. I thought we'd had all we could take of this guy.
I know.
Yeah,
yesterday.
2 days in a row.
No, a couple of days ago or yesterday, whenever it was. Bob, how are you?
I am good. I'm officially your bunt man.
Yes, you are the bunt man.
I am the bunt man.
We're going to explain what that means here in a minute. B-U-N-T is part of a phone number that people can call, and Bob is going to tell you why you may want to call it, and it has to do with a special commemorative baseball that there are only going to be 2012 of, and for $99, you're giving $37 to Tony La Russa's Animal Rescue Foundation. Now, you can fill in the rest of those blanks.
Yes, I will. I'll tell you, we're about there. We're closing in on the halfway point of this project.
You're welcome.
And yes, we are, and we're hoping that by tomorrow, by game time, I mean the ceremony is at 6:30, I believe, at Busch Stadium when they're going to retire Tony's number 10. We're hoping that by the weekend, we can announce that we've sold all 2012 of these baseballs. As I've mentioned before, these are official Rawlings baseballs, a real deal, the same kind you get, they're using in the ball games. And in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website.
And I think it's important to mention what we mentioned the last time. He is signing, literally signing every one of these balls.
He is. Yep. He's signing. It's a personal autograph. It's with his handwriting, inscription, and we also have a special little World Series inscription he put on the side.
Now, Bob, what other kind of personal autograph could there be that wouldn't be his handwriting?
Well, that would be the kind that you would have on an automated pen.
But that's not a personal autograph. That's a real personal autograph.
You know what? That's a redundancy then, right?
Yeah, I would think so, but that's okay. I just like to pick on people. Go right ahead.
Listen, you and my English teacher, okay? I always keep you near and dear to my heart.
You know, my wife has this thing where she goes, well, they left at 5 a.m. in the morning. She always does that. She always does it. I go, hey, 5 a.m. is in the morning. Just say 5 in the morning or say 5 a.m. She doesn't listen.
Amen, right?
Yeah, you bet. So tell us more.
Okay, so he's also putting a little inscription to the side in his handwriting. It's 3XWSC, that stands for the three World Series championships he won, the two with the Redbirds in 2006 and 2011, and, of course, the first one he won back in 1989 with the Oakland A's. And it has his inscribed on there, number 10, which he's also putting on there with his handwriting. And so it's really a nice looking I don't know how long it's going to take him to do all this. I'm guessing if he does all 2012, we were trying to guess that today.
I think he probably does like 50 at a time. That's how you'd have to do it.
Yeah, I've been around the athletes when they've done this. You can probably inscribe something like this about 8 per minute, and you add up the time, you're probably looking at about 8 to 10 hours worth of time.
Man.
With some downtime to make sure that your fingers are still working.
Yeah.
So it's very nice, and it, of course, as you mentioned before, it goes to the Animal Rescue Foundation, which he and his wife founded back in 1991, and it helps aid abandoned and homeless animals. And it's just a great group. I've been involved with them before over the years. They're based out of Walnut Creek, California, where Tony has a home. And if folks want to go ahead and order these, they're $99. And again, only 2012 made, and we're about halfway through the collection. So if you'd like to get them, call 1-800-345-2868. And that's 1-800-345-2868. Or go to NICOSports.com, and you spell that NICOSports.com. And, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't go ahead and do the Frank Opinion way of doing this.
Which is easier to remember.
345-BUNT, B-U-N-T.
Right. You've done it. They're going to all be gone now. All right, Bob, thank you.
Hey, listen, thank you so much, and you have a good evening now, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Bob. Now, we got to get Bill Cleveland in here. We got a loaded day today. I probably should do one bit of business, then we can break, then we come back, we get Bill Cleveland. What do you think?
Okay.
Can we do that? I think I have just enough time to tell you just a quick story. That lady earlier who said, oh, I'd love to meet your wife, and, you know, it's interesting to me that people think I make things up or exaggerate things about her. You've been around her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she's really like. Real quickly, I'm about to tell you something that literally happened this morning at home. Now, Mother's Day is Sunday, and we had watched a TV show last night. We watched a little bit of that Army Wives and some other thing, and there was a scene where a guy was just kissing this woman's neck. And a lot of the real romantic movies, there's that neck kissing.
Right.
The woman throws her head back, and she's just, that's what gets it started. So I went up and tried to kiss my wife on the neck this morning, and she pushed me away.
Oh.
And she said, you know I don't like my neck kissed.
Oh.
And I said, all of these movies and these TV shows I watch, all women like to be kissed on the neck. She says, well, maybe you just don't do it right.
Oh.
That's exactly what she said to me.
Wow.
Maybe you don't do it right. I try.
Mm.
I try romantic things.
Sometimes it tickles.
See, that's what she says. She withdraws. Oh, stop it. I don't like, you know I don't like that. Oh, I'm going to see if my technique tickles you.
Okay.
Yeah.
After the show, I'm
going
to show you my technique.
Okay.
And if you go, oh, take it further, take it to the next level, then I'll know that doesn't tickle and that it's, you know, accomplishing, mission accomplished. But that hurts. That hurts your feelings. When maybe you don't do it right.
Mm.
That's the kind of pain, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. Here's what I want to talk about. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus. They are two financial advisors and two good ones. The reason I know they're good is they've been doing this a very long time, like 30-plus years, and they have a lot of clients. I guess they call their customers clients. I would think they would. They have people who come to them with $25,000 and people who come to them with millions of dollars and everything in between. Most people, the average person, you, me, anybody, we don't understand investing. It's something you have to spend a lot of time studying. It's no different than I couldn't, you know, take out my own appendix or work on my own teeth. I didn't study all that. I know sort of how it's done. You deaden and you pull a tooth out, and then you get under some anesthetic and you cut and you remove an organ or a appendix. But I can't do it myself. It requires a lot of education and study and constant. You got to constantly be on top of the tax laws and what investments are out there in the market. And they do that, and they do it pretty well. So it's up to you. You want to plan financially and have a stable financial future that can weather not just retirement but the storms that come along before retirement. Then you go to this website and you get their number. You call. You set up a meeting. It doesn't cost you anything. You like them? Great. You don't? Okay. I think you're going to like them. Mark and Jason. MarkandJason.com.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic. Tim?
I don't see any accidents, but boy, traffic is a mess this afternoon. We've got southbound 270 stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, pretty solid from Kings Highway through McCausland. Same thing between Lindbergh and Mason. And then from west of the Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge, you have some slow to stop and go pockets there. Looking at westbound 70, it starts getting heavy between 94 and Zumbel. You get an opening, and then from Cave Springs, or a little bit west of Cave Springs, you'll find stop and go traffic out through T.R. Hughes. Southbound 170, that was slow from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. And eastbound 270 is slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through the Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Hallmark. This Mother's Day, tell Mom what she needs to hear with a Hallmark card. Walgreens makes it easy with great parking and short lines. Shopping simplified. With Walgreens, there's a way. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, the Inside Out Show is outside at Pond Market for their open house. Join Mr. Fix-It John Shea at Pond Market in the South County Center, along with 1,000 do-it-yourselfers to learn how to make your yard an oasis. There'll be industry experts to advise you on the right steps to bring your landscaping to life with a water feature. The Inside Out Show, coming to you live this Saturday from noon to 3 from Pond Market in the South County Center on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house. 314-822-7100.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Clevland.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Good Thursday afternoon to you.
You too, Bill.
Well, a new study out today predicts that by the year 2030, 42% of Americans will be obese. And today, Rosie O'Donnell said she's not fat, she's just forward-thinking.
Oh, she's ahead of her time. She's right. Yeah.
And Kanye West was on Twitter the other day ranting about men's fashion and went on to blast a woman that he saw wearing leather from head to toe. Of course, turns out the woman was actually that tanning mom.
Good one.
This is disgusting. The Octomom has just finished filming a porn movie.
I heard that.
Yeah, I believe the title is... Gross. The National Christmas Tree, this is sad, planted near the White House, has died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe Biden forgot to water it.
Oh, boy.
And finally.
Not know his duties.
Shaquille O'Neal, we know he's very tall, 7'1" to be exact. He has a 5'2" tall girlfriend.
No.
She said she knew it was love the moment she stared deep into his calves. How does that even work? Good Lord.
I don't know.
The Bill Clevland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clevland, 6550 Cape.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet.
Bye. I thought he was going to say something else.
Yeah.
He stared into his kneecaps.
Cabs.
Yeah. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News.